Now Jane Carver is here. Can you hear us?
Hello. Hi, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Jane Carver, one of the performers at Groundswell, Saturday, September 13th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Alana State Historic Site. And Jane, do you want to introduce yourselves to our listeners? And what kind of artist are you?
I work primarily in performance and sound. And for Groundswell, I'm working in collaboration with McKendry Key, who is a conceptual artist, and she typically works with architecture and space as her subject.
And so how does a space artist and a sound artist work together?
Well, this is our first collaboration, and McKendry attended Groundswell last year and was just astounded by the experience. So we started working together on a proposal because the site itself is a kind of, it is a work of art on a huge scale. So her sort of way of working is often engaging zip lines between different structures. So I think that was sort of a trigger for her when she was at the site. And we started talking about what it would be to incorporate a zip line within the landscape of Alana. And because I work in sound, I wanted to create something that was able to transport through the landscape using the zip line.
Now, have you ever ridden a zip line yourself before, or is this a new thing for you?
I have not myself. And actually, we're using a zip line in sort of a different way.
So no one can ride on this zip line at Alana. This is not a attraction that you need an e-ticket for or something.
For some, unfortunately, that's not the case. It's using it in sort of a different way. And I don't think it would be allowed, actually. We're attaching part of it to the house itself.
I don't know. One day economic times get tough. I could see them putting a zip line in there.
It would be a beautiful ride.
That's right. The mountains across the hills that you look at have zip lines attached to them, and the Hunter and Wyndham that you can see from Alana.
Yeah.
So you've never ridden a zip line before. What gave you the idea to work with a zip line?
It was really in response to McKendry. And
McKendry is a he or a she? I can't tell.
Is a she.
A she, okay.
Is a she. And one thing that she's done, she's interested in sort of the idea of real estate in New York, which is always, you know, a hot topic. But she's created zip lines between buildings over maybe three blocks. So part of her process is finding out, how do I get access to these spaces, which are usually inaccessible by the public? They're private and they're shut off. So the zip line becomes kind of this way to connect spaces that otherwise wouldn't have anything to do with each other, except they're in the same location in the city. So that was kind of the idea. I think when we visited the space together, the site together, she'd been there before, but I hadn't. There was just so much conversation about the relationship between the house and the landscape and Frederick Church's vision for the idea of creating a view. So that whole a view depends on a point of perspective. It's a relationship between standing somewhere and looking somewhere else, and it's a masterpiece of that. So the zipline also became sort of this fun way to respond to that idea of two points of view, and then creating sound between them. And so sounds become sort of a vehicle for this other idea that's now going through across the distance. That's sort of where we started from, I guess.
What was your first impression when you toured the property?
Well, it was a really beautiful day. So every visitor sort of has, you know, you go a certain way, you wind up toward the house. And there's this sort of constant veiling and unveiling, and then seeing, you know, the meadow, where you see this different aspect of the river. And then when you get to the top, it's just this majestic place. So there is sort of a lot of anticipation that I had when we started up the road. And then we immediately went into the woods and started looking at the different sites and up toward the house and then seeing the house. It's really, sort of this exploration of points of view when you're there, and it's extraordinary.
And the zip line sounds almost opposite of that. Instead of the slow winding up, it's the quick, fast coming down.
Yeah, that's true. And we started working from one of the paintings in the house. The Valley of the Shadow of Death, Pilgrim's Progress, and it's of this sort of ghostly creature walking down a hill, and showing. Showing the view, and it was an early work by Church. And I think there was, like, it's in the studio, and the balcony that's off the studio is where one of the points of origin of the zipline will be. It was sort of a way to strangely recreate that painting of this figure that goes down. And I should have started by saying the title of the piece is Banshee. So a banshee is a creature that foretells death by wailing near a home where someone will die, and they usually name the name. So this, we wanted to sort of use that as an origin for this ghostly figure that starts from the house and moves downward.
So that's what your piece is trying to replicate, that 1847 portrait in the house. Of the lonely figure walking, a ghostly figure, I guess, walking down the hill.
Mm-hmm. There's sort of, we were both really struck by that painting.
And so how does the zipline replicate or reflect or amplify that painting or that idea?
Well, as people will see when they come to the festival, it's a way to... It's basically a means of transportation for something to carry sound down the hill. I'm trying to not reveal too much, but also...
you want to leave some element of surprise when they get there on Saturday, September 13th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Alana State Historic Site.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think there's that sense of mystery is important in the work. And also it's sort of inevitable in just being at Alana to sort of feel this sense of grand mystery. But essentially the simple elements are the zip line between the house and out into the landscape, and then sound is a carrier between those points.
And it sounds like it's a little spooky with the banshee term. Is your piece a little spooky? Is there screaming? Is there blood curdling,
Well, I think there is, could be a little spooky. I think it also could be a little bit prankish. There's sort of a mischief aspect to the piece. Maybe we didn't want to be too serious about the content.
So people will can enjoy it how they will, then?
Yes, I think so. I think there's many ways to enjoy it.
And do you want to, we just have a moment or two before we have to go. Do you want to give us a little bit of your background, a little bit of McKendree's background, and maybe some websites that people can go to for more information?
Absolutely. Let's see. My background was in classical music, in voice and piano. And
so you're working on the sound part of the piece?
Yes. We collaborated together, but primarily my work is in sound. So I had a lot of ideas for that. And I usually work with accordion and voice and also tape recordings. And then the live performances engage more theatrical aspects of performance. So let's see. And my online, I can be found at janecarver.bandcamp.com. And McKendree actually has an exhibition opening at the Brooklyn Art Museum on October 3rd. And so you can come firsthand and see her work. And again, she incorporates a lot of site-specific elements and responds to them. So that'll be an amazing show. And her website is McKendree Key. So it's McKendree KEY.com.
All right. And so are you guys going to be here for Groundswell September 13th in person?
We will. We are part of the piece.
You are part of it. So it's a performative. You can't say too much more, but there is some performative aspect to it.
There is. Absolutely.
All right. So people can come once they experience it and talk to you then about that day, then if you'll be there.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
And also just thank you so much. And we're so honored to be part of the show and work with an amazing roster of artists.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in today, Jane Carver. And we'll see you Saturday, September 13th at Groundswell from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Alana State Historic Site.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jane.